Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This college football season is nuts. I mean, I don't have to keep repeating that or telling everybody, but our next guest knows that better than anybody because Eric Henry follows and covers FIU and FIU football, and he's kind enough to join us this evening to kind of break down a little bit what FIU's season, when are they playing? You kind of need to be on the inside to know when FIU's playing. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Yeah, not a problem, Blue. It's been a few weeks since I've been on, so happy to jump in and get the latest on when FIU may be seeing the field.
Yeah, you kind of hold the key here because every time I look at it, I'm seeing a postponement or a cancellation or something, and somebody has COVID one week, somebody doesn't the next, and this is really, I tell you what, old schooler like Butch Davis, this must just be driving him just crazy.
Yeah, Blue, and really quick, for the FIU fans listening, I know I'm going to get in my mentions for the FAU slip-up. I'm looking at the game notes from the Shula Bowl last week or a couple weeks ago, so I apologize for slipping up and saying FAU. But, yeah, as far as Coach Davis, he's been frustrated. Just when I talked to him post-game after Western Kentucky, you know, I just asked him how frustrating the season was and the fact that in his career he's never faced a year like this where he's 0-5, get up to that start of the year and facing the things that they're facing. And he's been adamant, Blue. He said that the only way the team can get better is by playing games week in and week out and practicing week in and week out, you know, every day. Right. And you haven't been able to do that with the COVID situation. He even said to me, and this is a direct quote from him, he said that their practices, to be honest, have been kind of a joke in the sense that just the lack of bodies that they've had to go out there and practice with. And you know, to kind of put in perspective for you and the listeners, Blue, I'll give you this, right? So if you look at 2 weeks ago, the Western Kentucky game, 52 players played for FIU, but when you subtract the guys who are only going to play one position, your quarterbacks, your specialists, that's seven of those. And then you subtract the four players who were injured in that game, you're left with only 41 bodies, right? You compare that to last year, 2019, when they played against Western Kentucky, they played 70 guys. So, you know, that just goes to show you how depleted the team is. I mean, only two healthy running backs, you know, Max Bortenschlager, you lose your quarterback, you're down to two quarterbacks. So it's been tough sledding all year.
Well, no doubt. Eric Henry's joining us talking FIU. And the one thing is just it's crazy to make this analogy, but it's like falling in one of those red ant piles and hurting your back and you can't get up because every time you try to want to get out of this thing, it's postponed. We're ready now. We're ready to play. And then all of a sudden you lose players and so you get no traction, you know. I can feel the frustration from a personal standpoint and understand what they go through. I mean, it's just you look at the Miami situation. Here's Miami was supposed to play this week against Wake Forest, couldn't play because they had COVID cases. So all of a sudden Duke steps up. So but it's been that way. It's been that way at the collegiate level. It's been that way at the high school level. I mean, you know how, you've been around high school football before, and you know how those coaches will tell you, oh, well, I don't know if we could play them because we need to like 10 days to break their film down. Well, all of a sudden in COVID, it's not like that because you lose your game on a Wednesday. You want to play on a Friday. All of a sudden you have 2 days to learn your team. So these guys better understand when we come out of all this stuff that it's not as complicated as you think. And, you know, if you work hard and you watch some film, you can get ready for anybody. I know you'd like to have as much time as possible, but you look at the situation moving forward. So what is the schedule? What have you heard that's going to happen over the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, Blue. So here's the biggest thing, right? I mean, FIU is scheduled to play in Charlotte this Saturday. To be, you know, completely honest with you, Blue, I don't see that game happening. Charlotte just had to postpone a game that was scheduled to be played, get this, tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Time against Western Kentucky. They were scheduled to play that game because of the COVID issues with Charlotte. That game is no longer scheduled. I can't see how in you know, and it's 2020, Blue, anything can happen, but I can't see how they would have to postpone this game, but then their COVID issues would be resolved in 5 days to play FIU. So it does not look as if that game's going to happen. The last game scheduled is Marshall, scheduled to come down to play FIU on December 11th. That game's also in question because Marshall, you know, in 2020, yes, if they can save the call, they have a game that they need to make up against Charlotte as well. If they can take the home game with Charlotte instead of having to travel to Miami, that looks like that would be an easier route for them. And also for Charlotte, if they can upset Marshall, who's ranked in the top 15, that increases their bowl bid. So, you know, to be completely honest with you, Blue, there's a 50-50 chance that FIU is seeing the field for the final time this year. And just kind of disappointing for the seniors because, you know, kind of just a lackluster way to go out, not knowing it's your final home game or final game of your collegiate career.
Yeah, you're right. It's a terrible way to go out. I mean, you look at what's going on and out west and all these other conferences, and everybody was in such a rush to get this season going, and people warned you. I mean, you know, that's all we can say. I know that a lot of people are doing it and they haven't gotten, you know, sick or they have, but it's inevitable. I mean, you know, your top coach of all time, Nick Saban. So it's happening. Everybody, everywhere, not discriminating. It's going after everybody. So this has just been, it's just been crazy. And the only thing we could hope for is some type of vaccine that'll slow it. You know, I mean, all of a sudden you're going to get a vaccine. Everybody's going to be immune, but that's not going to be the case. So it's going to take a while. You know, we're not going to, I mean, we'll go back to life, but it's going to be a different way. And you see that, you know, with the football season, you see that with just every day, just living every day. It's kind of, you know, kind of, you know, you're morphed into a whole different society than we were 8, 9 months ago. And it's crazy. But it's like my dad once said, it's crazy what, you know, I mean, what would happen if you don't have income coming in and you don't have these businesses? I mean, people will have to survive. And that's what we're going through. And for some people, you know, as well as I do, Eric, they don't care about the football season. They care. Let's just get this, you know, let's get this pandemic under control, and then let's move on in a different way. And that's what's going to have to happen. I wish only the best. I really do for all these kids. I think anytime you would have started, if you would have started in January, you would have still had your problems because we're going through it. And obviously, if you have anything, let us know. Where can people follow you so they could keep up to date what's going on with not only FIU, but the entire conference and also FAU?
Sure thing, yeah. So you can find me on Twitter at @EricCHenry_. And, of course, you can find my FIU and Conference USA coverage at Underdog Dynasty, SB Nation's home for Group of Five football coverage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.